Good morning and welcome to this week's Start-Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook, where we stop for a few moments and start to reflect on a passage from Scripture. Role conflict is a significant cause of stress. It can occur in the workplace when we face seemingly incompatible expectations, conflicting deadlines set by different supervisors or clients, for example. Role conflict may also arise where there is ambiguity or overlap between the different roles we fulfil. For instance, where a manager has to discipline members of a team they consider to be their friends. It's not just at work that we encounter role conflict, but within all areas of life, and particularly perhaps where different areas of our lives meet. This can often be the case at this time of year. Returning home for family gatherings, we may have a role as siblings and children, as well as parents, all at the same time. It isn't always a third party, another person, who places these pressures upon us. It's just as likely that role conflict arises from expectations we place on ourselves, or from a desire to conform to some sort of societal or cultural norm. To have, for instance, a successful career and a happy family. This week our gospel reading confronts us with multiple role conflicts. What can the example of Mary and Joseph teach us about the conflicting roles we embody in our lives? From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfil what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Our reading gives us a glimpse of the conflict Joseph faced between his role as Mary's future husband and his life as a law-abiding and righteous Jew. We're told that Joseph considers dismissing Mary, breaking off their engagement quietly, rather than having her exposed to public disgrace arising from accusations of having had relations with another man while betrothed. It seems hard to imagine that Mary wouldn't have considered the very same issue herself when the angel Gabriel appeared before her at the Annunciation. Joseph's gut reaction of no to his continuing relationship with Mary makes her yes to God seem all the more amazing. A great deal of teaching and symbolism in the church, however, seems at best to downplay Mary's real-life experience, her humanity. Her yes to God often presented as inevitable, despite her bold questioning of the archangel. This image of the subservient Mary conflicts with that of Mary as prophet, which we encounter in Luke's Gospel when she sings the Magnificat on visiting her cousin Elizabeth, words that have proven to be inspirational to the poor and oppressed, especially in Latin America. As Mother of God and Blessed Virgin, Mary embodies what we might call extreme role conflict, the traditions and dogmas associated with which remain a source of difficulty and disagreement to this day across the Church. For some, the humble handmaiden has been placed on a pedestal that's too high to reach, distancing her from the lives of ordinary people, especially women. At the most extreme, the Virgin Mother is seen as a slur on motherhood itself. Anne Lodes, a theologian who died earlier this month and who wrote extensively about Mary, suggests that rather than dismiss one or other of these seemingly incompatible roles, we might focus on the reality that Mary embraces both. As Mother of God and Blessed Virgin, Mary is a symbol of the wholeness that we can all attain through the grace of God. In our reading, we notice that Joseph's gut reaction of no, his instinct for separateness, was overcome, healed by the yes of God's grace. after the appearance of the angel in his dream, Joseph's seemingly incompatible roles as both Mary's fiancé and righteous and observant member of the Jewish community seemed rather less incompatible after all. Being open to the grace of God had changed his perspective, as it changes ours. As we look at the lives of Mary and Joseph, we see the transforming power of God's grace at work. As we continue to be confronted by situations in which the different roles we fulfill in our lives overlap, as we face role conflict caused by seemingly incompatible expectations from ourselves, those around us, or from society at large, may we be strengthened by the example of Mary and Joseph. May we be reassured by the knowledge that it is not only possible to hold these seemingly divergent parts of our lives together, but that this is what God desires and enables through his grace. Gracious God, help us to learn to hear your voice, especially at times when we are facing seemingly conflicting demands on our lives. We hold before you in prayer all those who are struggling with role conflict, those finding it difficult to balance work and home life, for those battling with friction where different relationships converge. Inspired by the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her husband, Saint Joseph, may we learn not to limit our understanding of ourselves and others by our different roles in life, but to accept the wholeness of each person that you have created, to see your grace in the face of all. In the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's Start Stop Reflection. We take a break now for Christmas, but return on Tuesday, the 10th of January. Our final service of the year here at St Stephen Walbrook is this Thursday at 12:45 p.m. Please do take a check of our website, where there's information about our new wellbeing classes, meditation, mindfulness and yoga, which start from January. I hope you all have a very happy Christmas.